Marty, good to see you. We begin with a very important organization, something that many of our listeners may not be familiar with. Court-appointed special advocates, CASA, for foster kids, and they're certainly not your typical volunteers.
Right, and that is really the name of the program, and it's interesting. CASA around here, everybody, you know, can relate to the acronym there.
Yeah.
But you can apply as a volunteer and become a sworn officer of the court as an advocate for a child up to 18 years old who's in foster care and is also appearing in the 3rd Judicial District Family Court of Dona Ana County before District Judge Grace Duran in a civil case. So these volunteers serve as role models for children, of course, in traumatic circumstances, and advocates for their benefit, for their welfare. And it is they have to go through a application process. They have to go through some training, and it's not an easy position for these volunteers, but very rewarding in many cases. Because of the outcomes that they can impact. So it's very a real detailed look at how the foster children have their advocates here in Dona Ana County and through the court system.
Very important program, and I'm glad that you highlighted that this week. Something that occurred recently, some new support for the organization Film Las Cruces.
Yes, on Monday at the city council meeting, they agreed to a 3-year contract for a professional services agreement. It's PSA for short, and it's a city contract with Film Las Cruces, and the calls for $95,000 in annual funding for 3 years, along with an annual review and how that money is being spent and what the city is getting back from it. But it's just another step in shoring up the Film Las Cruces studios over on Valley Drive and their impact on getting films coming to Las Cruces and TV shows too, I'm sure. And so there's a lot of interviews here with John Foley, who is the film liaison for the city of Las Cruces, and just some details on how that's going to work out. But another step in making Las Cruces a burgeoning film center, maybe.
Yes, we hope so, certainly. In the arts, good timing for this, right? Los Angeles filmmakers shoot a short in Las Cruces.
Yeah, it's a short film called Cruces, by the way. It's just called Cruces. And it has been shooting at several locations, one of them being up, not just in Cruces, but also up at White Sands. The co-writer and executive producer is Nat Frum, and he and another co-writer and director, Joe Warren, they're from L.A. They have a lot of film credits, and that's all spelled out in the story. But Frum said that... when they first they were on the East Coast, they moved out to L.A. in 2016, and they drove through Las Cruces. And Frum is quoted as saying, "Such a visually captivating place." Furthermore, the exciting New Mexico film scene enticed us to film something in the state. The Las Cruces Film Office was incredibly supportive and welcoming to us, which also played a huge part in deciding to film here. And so, that's another. It's great to see somebody who sees the place through a visitor's eyes, saying it's such a visually captivating place.
It certainly is.
It is. We can agree with that.
Look forward to seeing the short. We just have less than a minute, but in Southwest Living, you have a preview of one of our most popular annual events.
Yeah, the Rio Grande Rio
Raft the Rio.
That's right. Many R's and all that. Takes place on Saturday, June 15th. This year, a kayak race is involved. The rafting, of course, is kind of a casual thing, but there's actually going to be a kayak race, and we have registration information and everything anybody needs to know about how to get involved in that.
Look forward to reading that.
Yeah.
Marty Racine, he is the managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. He's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.